This is the Mutual Audio Network. Shut up and listen.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
This episode of Bells in the Bat Free, number 44 incidentally, was originally released on February 1st, 2007. How things have changed since then.
Doctor, I'm glad you could see me on such short notice. I appreciate that.
John Bell, is
yes,
it?
Yes, yes,
okay.
That's correct.
Do you think of yourself as a John?
Yes, why wouldn't I?
Interesting.
Wait, did you mean...
All right, then, how was your childhood?
Short.
Are you afraid of thunderstorms?
Only those indoors.
Do you have a phobia of flying?
Only without an airplane, I guess.
Do you have frequent fantasies of Trigger, Flipper, and Lassie?
In what context? I'm not really sure.
Would you ever tell the DA you did it, or would you let that innocent kid fry?
You can't railroad me, Mr. Mason.
Do you think that numbers are odd?
I'd say about half of them are, yeah.
Do you react to events?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Do you prefer filling out forms, putting your last name first, or your first name last?
Yes.
Are you, or have you ever been a little horse?
I was a Shetland pony for a while.
Are you afraid of human-animal hybrids?
Depends on the gas savings.
Why haven't you learned to speak Portuguese?
Why don't you ask me a question I can answer?
Does this dress make me look fat?
Maybe I should start at the beginning.
Okay, why don't you start at the beginning and tell me what's bothering you the most right now?
It all began when I ran this show, what had commentary over one of the bits, and then I ran the bit later, and Miss Schmackelheimer came in, and she was
talking... The other day when Paolo and I were listening to your last podcast, you know, the one with the three little pigs?
Yes, yes.
That weird little story that you did with you and Arnie and Brad?
Not
I
that.
Seem to recall that you were supposed to be the smart pig, and you'd done your house full of bricks, only you forgot the mortar. How could you forget the mortar? Anyway, my point would be, you should have done Hansel and Gretel, like I suggested. Hansel and Gretel would be a much funnier episode.
Well, I don't.
Because you've got the kids wandering in the forest, and then there's that whole issue with the breadcrumbs and stuff, and then they find the witch's house.
I know the story.
But then don't you think that would be really hilarious? The witch would come out and try and eat them and put them in the oven, and then suddenly they're saved, and you have Hansel, Gretel.
Okay,
wouldn't that be funny?
Ms. Schmackelheimer, I don't know if it'd make a better story than the Three Little Pigs story or not.
Well, wouldn't you want to not improve the mind? Because your listeners have no minds if they're listening to your show. That was a funny...
Well, Ms. Schmackelheimer, if you think Hansel and Gretel would make a better story, why don't you go on and do it yourself?
But I'm not the writer. I'm just the executive administrator.
There's Studio A right over there. Why don't you go in there and produce your own version of Hansel and Gretel?
Well, who would be Hansel? Who would be Gretel?
Well, you...
Who would be the witch? Who would be the woodcutter?
Tell you what. I can do the male parts if you'd like, okay?
You would do all of the parts? Wouldn't they all sound the same?
If you need me for a part while you're producing this thing, page me. I'll come in and do whatever lines you need me to do. How's that?
All right, then fine. We could put it to a vote. I know that the listeners would be so pleased with my Hansel and Gretel.
Uh-huh.
It'd be much funnier than the silly Three Little Pigs story that you had because it wasn't really believable with that whole polyurethane plastic thing that Arnie did. I mean, what pig would use plastic polyurethane? That makes no sense. They would only have sticks and straw and bricks, possibly, but who would use plastic polyurethane?
Whew, okay. That should keep her busy for a while. Maybe now I can work a little bit on my...
Arnie.
What do you want?
Miss Bell heard that Miss Schmackelheimer is doing her own version of Hansel and Gretel.
Version of what? Hansel and Gretel. She's doing that. Yes.
Well, I can probably do a better job than she can, Miss Bell, because she's just, you know, a secretary,
administrative assistant, Arnie.
Administrative assistant.
Right.
And you know, I'm a scientist.
Would that make a big difference, Arnie?
Well, of course, it makes a big difference. Say what, Miss Bell? I'm gonna go into Studio B.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna start my version of Hansel and Gretel. Could you take a part in it?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. When I need you to talk, I'll beep you, and you just come in and pick up your script and read your lines.
Yeah,
okay?
I've gathered how to do that.
Fine,
fun. Yeah, just and
Bell.
Don't slam the door on the way out. Before this is all over, I may have to see a psychiatrist.
Was that reverse voice? shadowing?
Never mind.
Hi, ho, Mr. Brown.
Oh, hi, Brad. How delightful to see you.
Hey, here. Mr. Brown, I've heard that everybody's doing their own version of Hansel and Gretel.
Yes.
I must tell you, mine would be A+. Mine would be the tippity top.
Yeah.
Because I am an expert, Mr. Bell.
An expert on what, Brad?
Oh, don't be funny.
Yeah.
I'm going to go into Studio C upstairs, and I'm going to start my production of Hansel and Gretel, Mr. Bell. You're going to love it.
Yeah.
Would you mind taking a part?
Sure, why not?
Good. I'll go upstairs, and I'll put a script on...
Put a script on the table,
yeah. And so when I need you,
You'll page me, and I'll come.
Oh, okay.
Fine.
I'll be hollering at your show, Mr. Bell.
Okay.
Studio C upstairs.
Indeed. Fine. Yes, I'm looking very much forward to that, and I seem to be being paged by Miss Schmackelheimer. So I'll just step into Studio A here, and I see her in there on the other side of this glass window. Let me put on the headphones so I can hear her better. Ah, and she's reading her part, and here is the script. So let me find where I'm to be talking to Hansel.
I always like petting the animals, and so does Hansel.
Hmm.
I wonder where Hansel is.
She doesn't seem to be following the script word for word.
Papa said I need to find him, so Hansel, Hansel.
It appears like my line is coming up here, so let me get ready.
Are going to take us for a walk in the woods. Wouldn't that be fun? Would you like to go for a walk in the woods, Hansel?
Yeah.
What are you, crazy?
Huh?
Don't you realize that they're trying to dump us? Papa and Stepmama tried to ditch us the last time, and we had
okay,
to
apparently I don't
out.
Have any
what
lines coming up soon, so let me get out of here till she pages me next.
I don't think so, because if there was...
By the time she's finished, it'll be a six-hour miniseries. Oh, great. There's Arnie's page. Let me go down the hall here. Of course, the Studio B is all the way down the hall from Studio A. I don't know why we designed it this way. Okay, past the starlet's dressing room, in case we ever have any starlets here. Past the commissary, past the gym, empty as always, and into Studio B. Okay, I can hear Arnie doing his lines. He left a script for me. Let's see. Okay, he highlighted my line. I'm apparently the witch. I'll put on my headphones here. Okay, so I'm going to go wait for my cue, and I'll do my line.
You need to cook her for about 350 degrees, 45 minutes per pound. It's that simple. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Well, I certainly hope so. Okay, I'll do you a favor. I will modify this oven so that you can cook my new cookie over here.
And that apparently is my last line for quite a while, so I guess I can leave the studio here and go into the hallway where I can relax for a few minutes. If only I weren't being paged by Brad. Okay, he's in Studio C, so it's upstairs, so I gotta go down the hall here, past the fire extinguisher, which is a bucket of silly putty. I don't know whose idea that was. And through this door, and up the stairs. Out this door into the hallway, down the hall, and into Studio C. Okay, I can see Brad through the window. Let me put on my headphones and listen. There we go. I'm making my script here. See where we are and what part I have.
What you need to do is advertise.
Here I am.
What I would like to do at this particular point is talk to the CEO of your organization.
That's me.
Oh, is that your CEO over there? Hello there. Are you the CEO?
Yes, I am.
Dandy. What I need to do is work you up some commercials.
Commercials.
And when we run your commercials on the podcast in a spot.
Brad,
when you're looking for top quality gingerbread, when you're looking for the finest in freshly cooked kids, when you're hungry, you can depend on Witchco. Yes, Witchco, with the finest hand-prepared gingerbread in the world. Eat it for dessert. Use it for building material. It makes great insulation. And when you're ready for some meat to go with all that sweet, Witchco can pop a kid into the oven, one, two, three. All of Witchco's kids are plump and delicious. Remember, wonderful food is not just a fairy tale. Just head into the woods and look for Witchco in the gingerbread model home. Witchco, you can rhyme all you want, but she's still a witch to us.
I'll get you, my pretty.
Witchco, a subsidiary of witches, evil stepmothers, ogres, and trolls.
Get me a paper towel, will you, dear?
Sure. Oops.
What happened?
I meant to get just one towel, but two ripped off. What a waste.
It's mistakes like that that keep us from raising the money we need to send our kids to a good college.
It's already ripped. There's not much I can do but throw it away.
And there goes another tree. Not only are you frittering away our kids' education, but you're destroying the forest.
It's just one towel.
I see. One towel today, two tomorrow. By the end of the year, you'll be throwing paper towels willy-nilly while our kids starve in college and get sunstroke because all the trees are gone.
Here, use the towel.
Ew! It's been on the counter instead of on the sterile, pristine paper towel holder, you insensitive clod.
Then let's just take this towel and shove it down your...
Oh, no, you don't. I'm not gonna I dare you.
How many times has this happened in your family? Now there's an easy, fast, quick, and rapid solution. New Repair-A-Rip. Simply take the paper towel you accidentally ripped off, place it on the special shock-resistant plastic support board, align it with the last towel still on the roll, then apply a quick spray of our patented Paper Towel Rip Restorer. Watch how the fibers of the propellant stick to both towels, forming a bond that's so strong it'll hold until you pull it apart. Imagine, no more wasted towels. The new Repair-A-Rip kit with enough Paper Towel Rip Restorer to fix a dozen ripped towels. Just $29.99 per payment with three payments plus shipping and handling.
Thank you, Repair-A-Rip.
Gee, this towel restore spray sure looks a lot like hair in a can.
Act now. Remember, 90 days, same as 3 months.
Hello, this is Shirley Jones, and you're listening to Bells in the Bat-Free.
Episode 44.
Hello and greetings, fellow potato citizens of Earth. I come to you with wonderful news. In the next few nights, you may see potatoes flying strange, glowing craft flying through the air, and they may even land near you. Do not be afraid of these potato visiting craft, because they are friendly to every potato person. If they ask you to come inside, gather the family and your neighbors together and go inside these potatoes, because they will be entertaining for you. Do not think that you are going to take a trip to, oh, I don't know, the planet Pluto or anything. How absurd that could be. Greet your visiting potatoes with open arms and mini potatoes, for they come hungry. Do not be alarmed and do whatever they say. As sure as Pluto is actually a planet, you will not be harmed. I'm Urau, and I approve this message. Thank you.
Hi, this is Arnie Kunspart of Bells in the Bat-Free, and I'm announcing the greatest contest the world has ever known. I've gotten a MySpace page. It's, of course, myspace.com/ArnieKunspart. And anyway, I want everybody to send me what they think I may look like so I can put my picture on myspace.com. We'll have details on how to send in your pictures soon, so start drawing or taking pictures or whatever it is you're going to do. And I ran out of music, so I guess I'm done. Bye.
Brad, how many commercials are you... Oh, great. There's the pager. Who is it this time? Miss Schmeckelheimer. Okay, let me get out of here. Walk down the hallway here. Down the steps. Through the door. And now towards Studio A. Oh, great. Now I'm being paged by Arnie. So I gotta go back this way. Oh, now Brad wants me to... Arnie. Miss Schmeckelheimer. Brad. Okay. Gotta stay calm. Can't let the cast see me cracking up. Gotta stay calm.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Where are you,
I'm right
Bell?
Here.
I've been paging you.
I know
paging
you've been paging
you,
but you see, it's been kind of a bit...
Oh,
Arnie.
I was paging
yeah,
you.
I know,
you
but you see, Miss Schmeckelheimer... Brad, I... Miss Schmeckelheimer... Arnie, but you see... Who are you? Oh, what are you... But I didn't... I don't... I'm getting... Give me that.
When Irish eyes are smiling, all the world seems bright and gay. Faith and Gabora!
Just kept on being like that over and over again without pause, without rest. I tell you, the whole thing is just driving me nuts. Come on, Doc, what should I do? Just tell me. What should I do?
I'd like to keep you here session after session so that I could pay off on that darn rip-off timeshare vacation chalet that I got suckered into buying, but you don't have the best insurance plan.
No, I don't.
So, personally, if I had all your problems, I'd leap out the window and jump aboard a boxcar on any train heading away from here.
That's it. That's it. That's the perfect solution. Get away. Start a new life. That's it. Thank you, Doc. Here I go. Goodbye, Doc. Goodbye. Hey, hold that train. Hey, hey.
Should have told him to pay my bill first. Dagnabbit.
They've been trying to ditch us for several... They've been trying to ditch us. They've been trying to ditch us, basically. I'm thinking they're after our money. So I'm thinking that if we go with them on this walk, we're done for. Oh, God.
Can you spell hors d'oeuvre?
O-R-D-E-R-V.
Why do you get the hiccups whenever I mention Becky?
I don't.
Okay, fine.
The National Safety Council warns Americans that the most common accidents occur within 20 feet of your own front door.
Honey, I'm going out to check the mail. What? Wow!
Yes, it's the time you think you're the safest, that you're in the most danger. Within 20 feet of your own front door.
Honey, I'm going out to get the paper.
The National Safety Council advises that you use extreme caution whenever you are within 20 feet of your own front door.
Honey, I'm going to let the cat out.
To be completely safe, never come within 20 feet of your own front door.
Honey, pass the ketchup, will you?
Pass what?
The ketchup!
Okay, here it comes!
Tomorrow, we'll discuss the threat of killer condiments.
Ow!
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you bleeding?
I can't tell.